when I think of cafe, I'm thinking of a place to go and sit down and maybe have some coffee or a dessert or some food. But a death cafe? What actually is that?
You are coming to have coffee and tea and cake or cookies, but it's a safe, small place for people to be able to come together in small groups and talk about death. What's ever on their mind, their experiences, things that might be bothering them, anything that comes up. The lead-in question that we will probably use is, why are you here? And the death cafes that Pete and I attended in Columbus, held by Lizzie Miles, the first one to bring it to the United States, that was the only question that she needed to start incredible conversations with people. Why are you here?
It sounds like the death cafes are groups that have been organized to normalize this sort of taboo topic. We don't typically talk about death. How are you normalizing in the death cafe? Who runs it? Is it a psychologist?
No, it won't be a psychologist with our group, but Pete and I will be the facilitators here at Arlington. And we are family service advisors, so we deal with death every day. We do have some kind of day-to-day experience with death. In other situations, social workers or hospice people, it's just whatever part of the country the person takes it up. And there isn't a certain type of person that has to be able to run the death cafe.
What I'm hearing you say is a death cafe is not a physical cafe. It's an event that you create. Is that right?
That's right. It's an event. It's a place for people to feel safe with no agenda, no foredrawn conclusion. We accept all ideologies. There's no judgment of any type. So if people get to feeling threatened or a conversation feels threatened, we will break it up and move that group or separate the group.
The death cafes are a fairly new concept, but I understand that there's a worldwide movement for this to happen. Why did you all at Arlington Memorial Gardens decide to start a death cafe?
I actually saw the article on Lizzie and Death Cafe in USA Today online, I believe. And, you know, in dealing with death every day, we see that people just need to be able to talk and to express the things they want to. And sometimes we are told things in private that maybe they don't even feel like saying to their own family. So in having this concept would be so helpful to everybody from the age of 20 to 90, death touches each of us. And we, in our finite lives, we need to be able to have a place to express our feelings and to make it more of a normal conversation instead of a taboo.
Who typically shows up? Are we talking about children? Are we talking about somebody who just lost a loved one? Who shows up?
It is not a bereavement program. It's people anywhere from 20 to 90 that just want to talk. And we hopefully will have all ages, all types of people, all ideologies, make it the most interesting. Because then you can share and bounce ideas off each other and listen. And hopefully walk away with something that you needed inside your soul. That's the reason you're here.
Well, Cindy, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU.
You betcha. Thanks, Sherry.